Hello and welcome to Whispers in a Bottle, Grown Talk Cocktail Fridays. A show about empowering and motivating you to broaden your mind. Now, here is your host, Sonia Leray.
Good afternoon, Whispers, and welcome to another fabulous episode of Whispers in a Bottle, Grown Talk Cocktail Fridays. I am your host, Sonia Leray, lifestyle, relationship counselor, fashion psychologist, educator, and motivational speaker. Whisperers, woo-wee, this week has been packed. I mean, truly packed. And I'm so happy to be back here in our safe zone where we are in our Whisperers Lounge. It is so good to be back here. You know what? Before we get started, I want to just say something. Please make sure you stay to the end because I have a couple of things I want to share with you all as well. So you know it's going to be good. So just put a pin in it and hold on till the end of the show. And you know, Whisperers, I'd love to have you call in and ask your questions. So you can call in at 516-595-8091. Again, that's 516-595-8091. And you know, Blog Talk Radio always has our back. They put into each and every one of our episodes a live chat box so you can drop your questions, your comments. If you need your girl to reiterate something, put it in that chat box because you know how I love to monitor a good chat box. And then on top of it, I'm excited because you know, in our private Zoom room, we have the gifted gals. I love it. They're out of Florida, and they meet weekly, and they're all creatives. They basically make anywhere from jewelry, blankets, ties, you name it. And Miss Gladys, congratulations on the birth of her first grandchild. It's a girl. It's a beautiful baby girl. So it's so good to have you ladies in there, and they're so spirited, and they have the cocktail mocktail of the episode. And don't forget, we want you to join our fabulous Whisperers Exchange newsletter so you can get the cocktail, the mocktail of the episode, as well as all the jewels that are deposited in that beautiful newsletter. I have to tell you, we have created something that is just so unique and so uniquely ours as Whisperers. So make sure that you click the live link that's in the description box because I'm telling you, you're missing out on so many great things in there. And Whisperers, let's get into how the cocktail mocktail is made with ocean spray. Woo, it is so good. I have to tell you, these combinations are doing something, and wait till next week's episode. The one for next week is even better. Excited over it because I think it gives us just something different and it adds something to our show because we have great topics, but then on top of it, we get to kick back and in our lounge have this beautiful discussion. So are you ready to get into our episode today? Commitment to growth. Ooh. You know, I like to start our discussions with a very clear meaning or definition, so this is no different. So you know, we always start that way. So we're going to get the understanding or the meaning of commitment. Ooh. It's the state or quality of being dedicated to a cause, activity, obligation, or responsibility. Now listen to that definition again because that definition in itself was weighty. So let me give it to you one more time what commitment means. It's the state or quality of being dedicated to a cause or an activity, obligation or responsibility. You know, Whisperers, many of you have made a commitment to your mates. Maybe you've committed to your sobriety even. Or you've made a commitment to your health, and you've also made a commitment of showing up here every single week to support me and to support Whispers in a Bottle. So you know how important and serious this really is. See, this discussion we are going to get into a very deep commitment that we all need and should want to make, which is our commitment to our growth. So, you know, we committed last season to our growth mindset. So we're used to really kind of pointing and being very focused. We got that laser focus on that goal of where we're going. So I saw how committed you all were, and I saw the steps and all the different work that you put in to really ascertain and to grasp that growth mindset. So you know everyone wants to improve themselves, and we all want to grow in all aspects of our lives. Every last one of us. I don't care who you meet. Someone is trying to develop, change, and pivot in their life along their journey. And we all aspire for self-development, which enables us to continually grow as people. So just in this introduction and this brief moment of us walking into this topic on commitment to growth, you see how large it is. And even from the definition that we got about commitment and what it stands for, it's something that is weighty. So that's why we're going to take our time and process this whole episode today. And I'm not going to rush you through it, and I want you to be really kind of laser focused on different things, the words that I choose, as well as how we're going to put these things and implement these things into our lives. And they're already alive in the chat box over here in the Zoom room. They love it. They said, this is going to be great because it moves us forward in a way that we want to go. And as we get older, we all have to be willing to keep that growth going. It is so true. But, you know, unfortunately, when I have this discussion with clients or on panels, I know that commitment to self is a very different type of animal and thing. See, you all may be asking, like, well, why is that? Most of us have trouble committing to our goals because it comes from a lack of consistency. And notice that we can commit to other things. We can commit to other people. But sometimes when it comes to committing to ourself, we find it easy to kind of slide out of it. Give ourselves a little permission to wiggle room. Because we're not consistent. But see, we have consistency when it's someone else that's depending on us, though. But who is the greatest person that we can depend on at many times is ourselves. So it requires that we show up. We at times can make the best excuses for ourselves on why we can't, why we couldn't, why we shouldn't or wouldn't, didn't. Possibly, maybe, maybe not, do something or even set something into place, which in turn keeps us from achieving and moving towards the goals we want to accomplish and the ability to keep moving the meter towards the trajectory of living happier lives. So if we're constantly sidestepping and we're constantly detouring, how do we ever really get to our destination? I mean, seriously, if you really think about it, if I constantly detoured and I constantly downplayed everything, I would not be here in this space, in this place right now in our safe zone doing our show. Because, see, I had given myself reasons and excuses of why I could not launch Whispers in a Bottle, but my mother, who was my manager at the time, because well, you all know she passed, but she knew that I needed to be on air. I needed to carry this message. But I was like, I'm inundated with new projects. I got speaking engagements all over the place, and I got new clients, and I'm doing this. And my mother was like, yes, but you're able to do it. You're just not willing to sit down and really map it out. And if it wasn't for her, Nelson, really saying, look, this is what we're going to do. We're going to put a date on it and timestamp it, and then we're going to launch it, and this is how it's going to be, it wouldn't have come to fruition. So sometimes we have to be willing to pause. Oh, wow. Don't we get that often? Don't we seem to lean in on that particular point a many a times? So it's funny, many who struggle with procrastination, and I told you all, I'm not a procrastinator. I'm one that is like, if it needs to be done, I'm going to get it done. But see, when it came to launching something big, I felt like, oh, I don't have time. I don't have space for it. But where I did, and I'm so grateful that I have done it and that we have been in this safe zone now and being able to build our relationship and these dynamic discussions to pour into has been the best thing I could have possibly have done. And sometimes that's how we have to do things. We have to believe and trust journey. Growth. Growth. You see, sometimes you have to be willing to stop procrastinating. There's always that moment where you may slow down a little bit, but it doesn't mean you have to stop, which in turn leads us into disappointment when we do just stop. See, Whisperers, what you may not realize is that we start to form the mental habit of letting ourselves off the hook so that we don't trust ourselves to stick to our own commitments. Isn't that powerful? We are willing to develop. So let me reiterate that. We don't even realize that we are developing these habits and these mental setbacks that we give ourselves when we aren't willing to trust ourselves or trust the process that we're in. We set ourselves back. And see, if other people aren't involved, we sometimes feel that it's not that important, but it is even more so, which creates a belief that we aren't as important to ourselves as other people are. So you hear the negative connotation that we're putting in there. So we're going to have to get that removed for us to be able to step up and step in to the commitment of our growth. So think about it this way. If we were looking to like climb a ladder and we had never been on a ladder before in our life or anything like that, we would literally have to take our time. We have to get our footing just right and, you know, pace ourselves, not to have all this other stuff. And maybe you might think like, oh, I could just take all this stuff up there and put it up on the roof, but you would have to really map it out. So in the same way, we have to start mapping things out for us to be able to break free of the limited beliefs that we put on ourselves or the limited beliefs that we're creating inside of ourselves that keep us from growing, keep us from commitment to growth. Now, this doesn't make you a terrible person or anything like that. So let me just say that first and foremost, because sometimes I feel like I have to have like a little, you know, note here, like pause for just a moment, just a quick note to everyone. This doesn't make you a terrible person at all. It's just how it goes for some individuals, and it's important that we start taking notice and being accountable for our actions or lack of action. So sometimes when we don't realize or we're just not willing to look at how we're doing things, that's how we become easily distracted and not seeing the flaws that we have. Remember, we want to accept ourselves as people, but we also don't want to stagnate ourselves as people as well. So you got to be willing to kind of look at yourself in that mirror, but not forget what you saw as you looked in that mirror and you peered in there and you said, oh, wow, I got to work on that. I really got to work on it. But then as soon as you walk away, you're like, it's gone. It's out of memory. It's anything else. So it's how we place things as important to ourselves. You know, I like to make sure that we get our master keys in all of our discussions. You know that about me. So make sure that you have your notebooks now. Simply just pin mark this episode. We're right at the 3:15 mark right now. So this way you can come back if you miss anything, if you want to pick up some of the master keys or even hear the beginning of how we're walking into this discussion. Because see, now this discussion is a little more weighty and has a little more weight to it. And because it has a little more weight to it, we have to be willing to take it into parts. And we have to really kind of pace ourselves. So some of you all may be accustomed to lifting weights. Some of you all may be accustomed to even your workouts and how you had to pace yourself when you started. I'm a swimmer, so I really understand how you have to pace yourself and really getting to know how to have that lung capacity and knowing how much of the pool you can cover and everything. And so it's little by little that we start, and then as we build upon it, the muscle becomes familiar and we train it better. It's the same thing with our brain. It's a dynamic muscle, and it's constantly going to be changing. It's constantly growing. It's constantly going to be nurtured. Make sure that you have your water with you as well, because, you know, our bodies and our brain does not store water, so we're thinking, and it becomes replenished. And we have to replenish it, and so that's why it's necessary. So all these things are elements that we're building upon. And, you know, before we get into our real master keys and breaking things down and really stepping into this discussion, I think this is a good place to hear a word from our sponsor.
We all know that life can get a little overwhelming sometimes. You have so many things going on at once. It's hard to keep track. La Paz Image Consultants, a full-service luxury international agency, will help you embrace your life, family, career, and wardrobe. Visit www.lapazimageconsultant.com to book your free consultation.
Thank you to our sponsor. So before that commercial break, we were about to get into our master keys. But before we do get our keychains out, I want to tap into something that's very important, actually. I want you to start to get curious about what's going on, okay? So meaning, before you try to shift anything, it's important to really, you know, get curious about what you want to change or commit to. So sometimes we have to really have the clarity in our mind and really understanding what is it that I'm committing to? What is it that I really want and where am I going with this? And see, many try to change things about themselves from a place of judgment, wanting to get rid of a preconceived bad habit rather than coming from a place and a space of understanding themselves. So remember, we can't be overcritical or hypercritical of ourselves for us to make needed changes. Because when every little thing is wrong, how are you to really fix or even go about things when everything is wrong? There's no way. It's even like sometimes you go on and you watch this old house. And I mean, everything is wrong in that house. They start on a project thinking that it's going to be so simple. Yeah, we're going to just rip this out and blah, blah, blah. And then lo and behold, they open up the wall and, oh, every problem under the sun is behind the wall. And it just changes everything. And they have to try to figure out where to go and how to go things with things. It's the same thing as people. When we're working on ourselves, we start working on smaller elements and maybe other elements come to light. But if we're taking everything and ripping it open at one time, it's overwhelming. So how do we even begin? So it requires of us to start slow. So it means that you will have to start to take notice of when you don't show up for yourself. And sometimes you have to really look at that for what it is. Are you really showing up for yourself? Well, when is it that I don't show up for myself? Is it that I give too much of myself and I don't have anything really for myself? By the time I do tap in, I'm so exhausted that I just am etching out a little bit of something for me. During the quarantine, you know, the one thing that I loved and I started to see more of was that upsurge of people demonstrating self-love. And it really was starting to like penetrate and sink in how much that self-love or that self-care was not selfishness. And people started to really get it, and it started to resonate at a different kind of volume, and they were just kind of moving with a different kind of intention, which was great because it helped more people do a deeper dive into self-reflection. We have to be willing not to forget that time and that space that we were in now that things are kind of reviving and coming back, and maybe you're out more, you're back at the office, or you're in a hybrid situation, or however you're moving or doing in your life, but not to just throw that off into the wind. So let's start, before we even get into the keys totally, of being curious about what's going on. Being curious of how we are treating ourselves and how we are not even showing up for self. Are you taking proper care of yourself? Are you getting enough rest? Eating good? Are you eating too much? Those are questions you got to really ask. There's different elements to it. Are you working yourself night and day that you're exhausted and you're no good to yourself in the long run? You can't even get to a gym because you're just too tired. Or maybe you're that mental fatigue because you have so much that you're carrying and not sharing or not journaling or putting yourself in a space and a place of self-love and self-care. So get curious about that. I think that's a powerful first key. I think that's a powerful step first. And so with that, we'll lead into, I'm going to call it our second master key, because I think that first one, and I said I wanted to give that to you before we even got into the master keys, but technically as I was saying it and I'm talking about it, I think that's a powerful key. And we're going to call that a secret. You see, that secret key is going to open up those little tiny doorways and those corridors that you really got to look at. See, that self-examination requires a deeper dive. So we're going to call that one of those like secret keys. That's that first key that I just gave you. So the first one is this: commit to yourself. So one of the best ways to show up for yourself is to be disciplined and consistent about your goals, which will require you having a love of Y-O-U and enough to commit to your future. See, when we have love of ourselves and we are loving ourselves in that way, what does it look like and what does it sound like? It means that we have to be aware of our distractions, be it from your family, your friends, social media. We have to put boundaries into place that they don't allow things to derail our goals and even impede upon our time. And I mean, there's so many things in life and in our day-to-day that really take us and our distractions. Even in our offices and different things that we're doing, I run a dynamic company, an agency, and I tell you, I have a lot of things that can be distractions and different things that can pull me away at any given moment in time. But I have to always make sure that I am setting clear boundaries that allow me to really show up and to be present in every element of my life and even for myself. So let me just tell you all what I've recently committed to myself. And I've done this because I have been seriously on a journey of, you know, tapping into a deeper self of Sonia, a deeper side of Sonia even. So I committed to myself that I was really going to work on my health. Nothing that I'd have no health issues. I don't have any health issues. So let me just quiet you all, quiet your minds real quick. But I'm working on my weight in particular. So ended up that I have decided that I'm going to take this, as they say, the bull by the horns, and I'm really committed to it. And I, first of all, did a detox again, and that kind of starts me on my pathway of where I want to go. And I have a pretty good diet, but I want to have a good diet. And notice the word before was pretty good. I want a good diet. So what I did today was I wrote a commitment to myself. I did like almost a contract to myself today to really take myself serious and to do these things. And what I have stated of what I want, the goals that I've placed, the restrictions that I want to put in there, how I want to really line things up for myself. This has nothing to do with everything else or everyone else to do with Sonia Lorray. So in the same way, Whisperer, you have to do that for yourself. You have to be willing to kind of sit down and really map out and sit and think, what is it that I want to accomplish in order to avoid the regret of falling behind or putting yourself behind or not even putting yourself into a race, period. Maybe you need to commit to waking up earlier. Maybe put an actual morning routine together. Saying no to junk food or having that extra helping of whatever. I don't know what it is, but what it needs to be is how you have to set your commitment for yourself to have that growth. See, I believe in transparency, and I believe of always trying to lead by example. And sometimes when I come into the lounge here, I always come in and I have a conversation planned and everything. But as I'm talking to you all, I want you to see how this works, what it sounds like, what it feels like, what it smells like. So if I can do that for you, then you can start to visualize and feel how you have to pivot and how that trajectory has to change. Sometimes we're a little off course, so we have to kind of turn and pivot a little bit more so we can stay on the right course. But we have to be willing to look at it. So it requires things of us as well. And whatever you need to do to allow yourself to be consistent is going to be the golden cord to you and your commitment to yourself. The golden cord that's going to connect you. And it's going to lead you right into that next step. And that next master key is to take yourself seriously. Confidence. The lack of confidence is one of the biggest downfalls I see with so many people. Meaning many times people lack confidence in their own abilities. It's easy to feel like you aren't good enough or you don't have what it takes or I'm not sure or I'm not qualified. Those are just those little voices inside. Remember, we're going to quiet the inner and outer voices, the noise. Remember that powerful discussion from season 2? If you need to go back and pick up your master keys, go back and listen to that episode. Because in that episode, it spoke about how we have to quiet that inner voice that sometimes derails us from walking in our greatness or achieving the goals that we want and need. So it requires us to master some of these things and to use those keys appropriately. In the discussion that I had on Clubhouse, we spoke about thinking or dreaming bigger even, and that by allowing yourself to dream or think bigger gives you the confidence to believe in your skills and the abilities to build your confidence even when it doesn't fully work. You are at least in the running to obtain your goals. And I think a lot of times when people hear that or they see that, they feel like, well, I failed. I didn't achieve it. Well, yeah, you did. You just have to go back and rework and work the elements that didn't work for you and put in the pieces that did and now build upon that so it's your stepping stones to your greatness. But so quick we want to act like we've failed, we didn't achieve it. You're ready to just tear yourself down. But it's about building ourselves up. And see, Whispers, when we get serious with ourselves, we stop and we start showing up better and we start giving ourselves permission to be happy and to move towards our passions that make us feel more fulfilled in our lives. And no one wants to be in a car stuck in traffic with less than a half a tank of gas. Nobody. So it requires of us to be serious so we can make it to the destination. It requires elements from us so we're not stuck in that traffic with less than a half a tank of gas. Conversation is deep, but it's powerful, and it's pivoting our minds and our whole being about that commitment to growth and how serious we must be if we want to take this journey together. And if we want to take this journey in our life to being happier, it requires things. The next master key is you have to speak up for yourself. We've all at some point second-guessed our emotions. It may be because you fear confrontation or being overbearing or looking silly or dogmatic, but part of it is taking yourself seriously, is taking your thoughts and emotions seriously as well. So anybody who knows me and who has worked with me, anybody, they know that I'm a little dogmatic. And I tell people all the time, well, you know, I'm a little dogmatic. And I will tell you and I will reiterate, and you know it because you're here in this Whisperer's Lounge. How many times do I tell you about pausing? How many times do I tell you about journaling? How many times do I tell you about celebrating yourselves? Dogmatic. There's a reason for it. And I'm not ashamed to say there's a reason for it. You know, Whisperer, there's many times where you've been, you know, maybe those people that gaslight people into feeling like you're overreacting. But it's so important to understand that certain emotions are triggered for reasons. Certain elements of our emotions are there for a reason. And sometimes you can't downplay that reason. And sometimes you should not ignore that reason either. And this is when you cannot be afraid to speak up about the things that are bothering you or may seem unconventional to everyone else. I know a lot of times with young people, as they're getting their wings and they're starting to branch and they're starting to flex out a little bit, you know, they get a little afraid to go up against mom and dad or grandmom or whoever. But sometimes they have to walk and hear that voice and resonate. Like, no, I don't. I have to do this because it nurtures me. It feeds me in the way that I need. And sometimes as adults, we have to do the same exact thing. And we can't be afraid to say it. No, I cannot go with you and do this today. I have to stick with what I'm doing because guess what? I didn't achieve X, Y, and Z last week because I went to help you with X, Y, and Z, and it really has thrown me behind. I'm sorry, but I'll have to catch up with you another time. Speak up for yourself. Stand on top of that soapbox and let your voice be heard. Because guess what? You are the best advocate for you. And if you can't advocate for yourself, then who can and who will? So you really have to speak up for yourself. And we have to get control of our emotions and not allowing our emotions to run away with us. And I had a powerful discussion on the roundtable of intention, and it was so funny when I had that discussion, several people came in that allowed their emotions to run away with them, so they never really got to pick up the great tools to really get control of the emotion instead of the emotion controlling them. And so I want you to pause in that moment and really start to see where these emotions are stemming from, and don't run away from it. Face it. Even if it means that you need to face yourself at that particular time, or you need to speak up to yourself and tell yourself, stop it, take your shoes off and stop running away from the things that you need to work on. This is your moment, this is your time, and you must show up. Speak up, allow your voice to be heard. And the other thing is that we have to stop overthinking everything. Another way to show up for yourself is to stop overthinking every single thing you do. I have a very close friend that really overthinks everything. I don't care what it is. I mean, it could even be like you're talking to her for about dinner and she's like, well, do you really think I should have this? Or do you think, you know what, I think if I really did, you know, and it's like, I just only said what you're making. I just wanted the idea so I would know what to make maybe. But that's what it is. It's that overthinking process. And I know it's easier said than done so many times. And don't get me wrong, especially since we had that discussion on September 9th, how to control your thoughts. Now go back and listen to that because I shared with you that on average, we think about 70 thoughts a day. And research also shows that 80% of those thoughts are negative. So, you know, we have to get control of our thoughts. And it's a powerful thing that we have to do. So literally, go get the master keys over there so you can implement them over here so you can start to commit to your growth. See, everything gets tied together. Everything gets linked up. I just love when we get to have discussions like this. It's important to have a level of social and personal awareness. Remember that sometimes it's okay just to be, which means you need to be present, not to worry about tomorrow or the next task or the next thought or the next thing. Sometimes it means just be in the moment. And sometimes that's the hardest thing for so many people. And you have to stop waiting for the perfect moments and trust yourself and allow things to happen naturally. For us to be committed to ourselves, it requires that we show ourselves self-compassion. Because we aren't always going to get it right the first time. We're not going to always get it right the second time or the third, and sometimes it takes up to five. But see, self-compassion walks through that door before anything. And when we are committed to our growth, it allows us to move with a clear intention, purpose, and direction. Ergo, the name of my club on Clubhouse, the Round Table of Intention. I tell people, I name things a certain way because I have a real clear aim, focus, and direction. And it's the same of where we want to be and how we want to be when we're looking at that commitment to growth. And the biggest part of all of this is when we commit to our growth, it allows us to also celebrate our micro wins. Ta-da! Which allows us to take notice of things that we may have taken advantage of before. Micro wins, not the huge celebrations, the milestones, the tiny things. And that's what we have to be willing to do. So let me just say, Whispers, I really need you all to commit to your growth so you can live happier lives and no longer limit your possibilities and allow yourself to have your natural ebbs and flows take place. See, when we make these commitments to ourselves, it allows us to start to walk and to show up in a different way. And it allows us to start building on the qualities that we want to really shine forward. You know, it's so funny. Many of you, and some of you may be new to shifting mindsets, and some of you may not even know what shifting mindsets is yet, but it's my monthly e-journal for my parent company of La Paz. And literally, in shifting mindsets for the coming month, it's talking about that quality of being grateful and reflecting. And sometimes it requires of us to really reflect on certain elements in our lives so we are able to really be committed to the things that we want to put forward. And sometimes when we sit in that space and that place of gratitude, reflection, we start to see things a little clearer. We start to hear things a little differently, which helps us to start building upon our commitment to growth. So, you know, I love bringing these discussions to life. And I always thank you all for being here and spending your life seconds with me. And, you know, I told you that at the end of the show, I wanted to kind of do something, have something special to share with you all. And I know I didn't really get the permission, but I am going to share it anyway. But I really wanted to give a special shout out to a dear friend. Her name is Rona. She lives in Texas. And I'm just so proud of her because, see, she committed to her growth. And she has been so integral to her growth. Even when there was major things that was, you know, distracting and pulling her away from where she wanted to be, she really leaned into it more. And I mean, she is doing some dynamic things, and I'm honored to say that I get to see her kind of walk and to breathe into this new journey. And it's just incredible. And I want to congratulate her, and I'm so grateful to say that she is just a beautiful individual, and that I just want you to continue to blossom. I want you to grow and to continue to have continued success in everything that you do, because this is why I am on this journey. This is why I feel becoming a therapist, doing the things that I'm doing and being a business coach and doing different elements in my speaking and connecting. It's really helped you all to show up better for yourselves. And then you get to make that beautiful imprint upon the next person. So I'm so excited to be able to share that with you all. And I also am so appreciative of the dynamic women that are in the private Zoom room, the gifted gals from Florida. Congratulations again on your beautiful grandbaby. I know you're going to spoil your grandbaby and just enjoy it. Enjoy your family. This is so wonderful to be here. And look, I would love for you all to get social with me off of the air. So please join me on Instagram at whispersinabottle_podcast. Also on our Facebook group, which is Whisper in a Bottle. So that's facebook.com/whisperinabottle. No S on whispers. Then you can find us over there on Twitter, where it's capital WHISPERS, capital BOTTLE, Whispers Bottle. But you must put it in that way or you will not connect with us. And you know, you can now join me on Mondays on the Wisdom app at Whispers in a Bottle at 1:30 p.m. for a bonus discussion to this very topic on Mondays. And then you also are welcome to join me on Clubhouse over in my club, the Roundtable of Intention. It's every other Tuesday at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And listen, if you follow me over there, I have so many discussions and different things that I'm birthing and a part of over there that you'll just be kind of like, when does this woman slow down? I don't. I just keep going and I make sure that I show up for myself. I'm committed. See? I am committed. So listen, Whisperers, I hope you all have a great weekend. I'm looking forward to being back in our safe zone next week. So listen, also make sure that you're here next week and make sure that you're subscribed to the Whisperers Exchange, because there's some major announcements with the broadcasting and the scheduling that's coming up. So you really want to make sure that you're a part of the newsletter so you don't miss anything and you know what's coming down the pipe. And so I'm looking forward to all of you all just kind of connecting in there. And then I also want to let you all know something, that coming in the new year, there's going to be something major birthed just for you Whisperers. So if you're not in the Whisperers Exchange, you really need to be there, because guess what? I'm not going to be sharing it on air. I'm only going to be sharing it inside of that newsletter. And if you're a part of Shifting Mindsets, you'll also get an invitation for it. But literally, it's strictly for our Whisperers. But literally, we're going to be doing some dynamic things come 2023. So you're not going to want to miss it, but make sure that you come back next week. I look forward to connecting with you all. Please be safe. I'm Sonia Larae, lifestyle relationship counselor, fashion psychologist, educator, motivational speaker, but by far, I am your host. Take care, everyone.
You have been listening to Whispers in a Bottle, Grown Talk Cocktail Fridays with your host, Sonia Larae, lifestyle, relationship counselor, fashion psychologist, educator, and motivational speaker. Please make sure that you review our show. Like, share, and make sure you come back next Friday, 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time at www.blogtalkradio.com/whispersinabottle. Have a great weekend.